Sit down if you can. And while you're doing that, would you turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14. I have said for several weeks that one of these days we'd get into the prophetic word for this year, and we're going to do that this morning. And I want us to use as our springboard Joshua 14. Look, took so long because he gave me the first word. I knew it wasn't finished, then he gave me a second word, and I wasn't sure it was finished, figured it must be, and then he gave me the third, and I knew it was. So good. So that's where we're at this morning. Three important words. Every year, so as long as I can remember, God has shared with us a broad but very real prophetic direction for the year, and this year it's based on three marvelous words. And I'm going to begin with the story of Caleb. The old man Caleb, one of Joshua's right-hand men. And we're in Joshua chapter 14. We'll start in verse 10. And the gentleman is speaking. Joshua chapter 14. We'll start in verse 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day, 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war now, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how that the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out of the, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. And I want to just say this to you. Caleb is a standard and a lesson for all to learn. Because the fact of the matter is, the devil always wants you to think that there's some physical handicap or reason, even if it's only just age and natural energy and strength loss. But there's always something that's going to stop you from taking the most complicated place they were going to take. And in this instance, it was this inheritance where these huge folks were and where great trouble was. But Caleb said something here that the Spirit of God really touched my heart about. He said, you know something? I've been here from the beginning, and I'm as strong today as I was when we first heard all these things. As my strength was then, so now is my strength. And he says, for war, for going out, and for coming in. And I thought to myself, you see, it wasn't the fact that he'd saved his body and exercised it and fed it well. This man, Caleb, had the right mind about the prophetic future. And what will age you more than anything in the world is not sickness. The Bible says it this way, without a vision, the people will perish. You take, and that's open revelation, without present revelation to move you forward, you're going to give up hope. You're going to lose heart. Yeah. And I know of more believers with problems of every kind because they lost heart than anything else. The devil wants to get you overwhelmed by your circumstances, good or bad. Your problems, serious or not even perhaps important at all. He'll find something small and he will make a mountain out of it. He'll find something big and he'll put you in a tomb. And the reason Caleb could stand here at that age and say, I'm strong still to do this. He said, I've got the mind still to go in and out for war. And people give up. They give up on the inside. Yeah. They give in to their mistakes. They give in to their regrets and to their guilt and to their fear, to their anxiety, to their disappointment. They give in to their continual failure. They get intimidated by success, actually. They'd rather just avoid the whole subject and anything to do with it because it just makes them feel so rotten. And I want you to know it's a lie of the devil. You are no older than who God says you are and what he's called you to do.
Amen.